Today, in America, there is a movement to have a woman's picture placed on a $20 bill. And at least two women, one Democrat and one Republican, are running for the United States presidency. While in Israel, there are some who are trying to push women out of public view. In the recent Israeli election, Benjamin Netanyahu won after a bruising campaign, and he was able to knit together a fragile majority to form his government. Three of his cabinet members are women, which is not out of the ordinary in Israel. And as is the custom, a photo is typically taken of the new cabinet with the prime minister, a photo that would run in newspapers around the country. Pretty non-controversial, so you'd think, but not for everyone. Ultra-Orthodox publications and websites are forbidden to publish pictures of women. So the images of the three female politicians who are part of Netanyahu's cabinet were airbrushed out of the photo. Of course, those who engage in sexism present their behavior in a nobler manner. Thus, the deputy editor of one of the newspapers that airbrushed the women out explained, quote, "The Torah upholds the honor of women and their freedom. We honor the women specifically because of their special merits, and we have reservation from looking upon women as an object," unquote. How offensive, how hypocritical. These are likely the same men who won't sit next to a woman on an airplane or on a bus, who won't attend a religious service if a woman's voice is heard, who would deny women the right to engage in religious activity at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. But they claim, with a straight face, that they are honoring women. Ironically, one of those who was airbrushed out of the photo is the minister charged with gender equality. It is obvious that there can be no gender equality when women are being airbrushed out of history. Such behavior is offensive, and with the influence of ultra-Orthodoxy growing stronger in Israel, doesn't bode well for the future. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.